electricity usage dropped about 8% after the shutdown began. As a result, power plants went for the cheaper and cleaner burning fuels, like natural gas, nuclear, and renewables, instead of the most expensive and the dirtiest fuel, coal. PJM Interconnection runs the power grid that includes 13 states and the District of Columbia. PJM data shows carbon dioxide releases for the area dropped by about 23% in March when compared to the same time the year before. Nitrogen dioxide and sulfur dioxide had even more dramatic drops, about 40 and 60%, respectively. While the decrease in power plant carbon emissions is not enough to help mitigate climate change, the drop in other air pollutants could benefit public health, says Peter DiCarlo at Johns Hopkins University.
I think right now we're seeing an improvement to air quality. I'm a little bit worried about what's coming next.
Once things start to open back up, electricity usage could spike in a hot summer, forcing power plants to burn more coal to meet demand. DiCarlo says in addition to power plants, more cars could be on the road after the shutdown if people fear taking public transit. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.